The Saga of the European King. Chapter 1. It is winter!
The European king looked out over his kingdom, and he liked what he saw. What he saw was everyone at peace, just doing their thing. It was a good time for the European kingdom, because they had no enemies that would dare to stand against its king. He was very formidable in the politics forum and on the battlefield, and they were scared of that. They had also heard that he had spent a good deal of time living in the wild, and had once ripped off a man's jawbone because he wanted to know how it felt. The king was aware of these rumours, for there was some truth in them, and he liked it that they had gotten around. But then the king's satisfaction turned upside down, because he saw something that made him very angry. From his window, he saw one of his loyal subjects shivering in the snow and being cold. The loyal subject had paid his taxes on time, every time, had fought bravely to repel invaders whenever there was an attack on the kingdom, and had been a close childhood friend of the king's, and sent him handmade cards on every birthday.
"Why?" thought the king. "Why should anyone in my European kingdom be cold and shiver while I am king?"
He then got tired of thinking it, and just bellowed it out the window so everyone could hear. It made the news that night. The funny part is that even though the town crier, whose job it was to bellow at people, tried to repeat it as best he could, even he couldn't bellow as good and hard as the king did out of his window when he had seen what winter had done to his people. His people! The king called a council of all his governors and his guys. They all sat in the grand hall, though something was wrong. The fires of the hall were not lit, and there wasn't hot tea to drink or steaming pig meals for them to eat. They were cold in the grand hall, and they weren't used to that. Also, the king took his time in coming, and it would have been rude to them to start talking before he got there, so everyone had to wait in the cold. This made them feel the cold even more. Just then, the king burst through the truly immense doors that led to the grand hall. He was followed by dozens of little guys bringing torches and gas heaters and big hot meals and lots of kettles full of tea. They were well organized because they had rehearsed this, so everyone was incredibly warm and toasty within seconds. Before any of the king's governors and advisers could do or say anything, the king leapt up on the table and bellowed,
"That's what we are going to do!"
Everyone was confused. They didn't know what the king was talking about. No one talked like this in medieval Europe. They asked, as one, "What? What are we going to do?"
"We're going to kill winter," replied the king.
Everyone gasped. End of chapter 1.